Twin Falls to help pay down debt and build infrastructure in the regions. The Future Generations Fund and the Regional Australia Future Fund would be seeded from 80% of windfalls from high prices for commodities like iron ore, when the revenue is better than expected. The Australian Local Government Association President Matt Burnett joins us now. Thanks for your company, Matt.
Good afternoon, Rachel, and good afternoon to your listeners.
What do you make of this promise from the Coalition?
Well, any time the government or the opposition or the crossbenchers talk about local government, it's good news for us. And we're welcoming this announcement. It is a big number. What we would like to see, obviously, is a bit more detail. I've read the press release, and what we really needed is untied or formula-based funding. So untied funding is our financial assistance grants, which we get 0.5% of total taxation on that. We've been asking for 1% for a long time. But what we've been pushing this election campaign to, as I said, the government and the opposition and the crossbenchers, is we want formula-based funding. If they're not going to give us untied, which means councils can do whatever they want with it, which is sounds a bit crazy, but you know, these are mayors and councillors who have been elected by their community to deliver for them. What we're saying is make it allocated, formula-based, like roads to recovery. So every council gets funding, no matter how big or how small. And in this case, it's a regional fund, and it's the same thing. So for the regional, remote and rural councils, it should be allocated based on your population, your road length, whatever the formula is. Then we don't have to do grant applications. It's non-competitive. You're not fighting one rural council against another regional council. It's good news, because we don't want to say no, thank you. We want to appreciate the fact that the Coalition is looking at councils, considering councils, but realistically, it misses a mark in terms of it not being formula-based.
So where do you want to spend it on if you had it funded in a different way? Where would you put the money?
Well, firstly, if this fund was formula-based, it would be spent on exactly how the opposition are presenting it to be, but it would be allocated for each council, not that we have to fight each council for it. So at the moment, the way it's looking is that you put a grant application in, so you've got to have someone in your council team that can do that. And my council in Gladstone in central Queensland, we've got an officer who can do that. But smaller, remote and regional and rural councils don't have that resource. So they've got to work out whether it's worth their time actually putting an application in, because of how much it's going to cost to put that application in, and they probably may not be successful. So if it's formula-based, every council gets an allocation, and you can use it to achieve the outcomes that the opposition are putting forward, because every council gets something. Now, if we go back to untied financial assistance grants, at the moment, 0.52% it is of total taxation. We've been asking for that to be 1% for a long time. If it's untied, councils can use it not just on those projects, but can use it maybe to fund the library, keep the pool open for longer, to build community centres, to build more roads and things like that. Mm-hmm. We've got to give a shout out to both sides of the house. They are really looking after local government when it comes to roads. The current budget's very good, and the opposition are looking after us in terms of roads too. The Roads Recovery Program is amazing. All councils love it. It's in legislation. And again, it's formula based. Every council across the country, all 537 of them, receive an allocation.
It does appear that the struggles of local council are gaining traction federally now. There are promises from both sides. That must be a great relief for you. Yeah,
absolutely. We've been banging on. I've been in local government 25 years. We've been banging on this problem for a long time. We can actually provide local solutions to national priorities. The national priorities around housing. We can help the federal government or the opposition, whoever's in government on the 5th of May or whatever day that the government's formed after the election. We can help them address the national issues at a local level, but we've got to be funded properly. And at the moment, we're getting pocket money. We need real money, not pocket money.
What are things like in Gladstone where you're based?
Well, for us, we're an industrial town. We've got a port city, so we've got a massive big port, which obviously delivers lots of revenue for the state and national economy, and we're happy to do our bit. But Gladstone itself is 10,000 square kilometres, much bigger than any seat in inner-city Brisbane or Melbourne. But what we've got is a very diverse community. So you've got the tourism sector around Agnes Water 1770, the rural sector around the Boyne Valley and Mount Markham, and, of course, the urban centre of Gladstone, Boyne Island, Tatham Sands, and Calliope. So, you know, we play our part. The population just under 70,000, 10,000 square kilometres. But if you look at neighbouring councils near me, like the North Burnett, very small population, massive road network. Councils like that need to determine, well, if we have to fight another council that's got a designated resource that is applying for grants, do we determine whether we put for this in and how much we're going to get out of it? What's the benefit to our council to even applying? Yeah. Whereas if they don't have to apply, they get the money. It's Canberra really needs to listen. Just give us the money and we will help you provide the solutions that you need for your national issues at a local level. We've been doing it for over 100 years. Every time they need a solution, during the global financial crisis, they came to councils, we helped the economy. Mm-hmm. During COVID pandemic, they came to councils and we did what they needed us to do. We've got a federal election on now.
Yes. Sorry? Perhaps some support for those smaller councils with that paperwork.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and this fund that the Coalition have put forward is definitely welcome because it is focusing on the smaller councils, the regional, remote and rural councils, which is very important because, as I was saying, the rate base isn't there to necessarily make them sustainable. So if they're not going to give us formula-based funding, at least give the councils an allocation to be able to apply for the grant.
Mm-hmm. All right, Matt, thank you so much for joining us on News Radio.
No worries, thank you.
That's Australian Local Government Association President Matt Burnett.